We'll do in the Shulchan Menachem. We're up to chapter 349. So here we're going to be talking about the Purim meal. So the first issue we're going to discuss is whether there is an obligation to have bread during the meal, and whether there is an obligation to have meat during the meal. So as far as bread is concerned, the Rebbe brings down in this letter the various different of opinions, and to some opinions said that you need, but other people say that you don't need bread. The Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe's ruling in the Shulchan Aruch, it's evidence from the fact that the Alter Rebbe says that if you missed out and you did not say Al Hanisim on Purim, you don't have to bench again. Now, the rule is that if it's a obligated, a mandatory meal that you have to wash, then you would have to bench again if you didn't say Al Hanisim. But the fact that the Alter Rebbe says that you don't have to say the benching again, that means that the meal is not mandatory, that you don't have to have bread during the Purim meal. However, the Rebbe quotes the Alter Rebbe in Kuf Peches Sif Yud, in Erechaim, in which the Alter Rebbe quotes over there that ve'ein simcha b'lo achilas lechem, that there's no real joy without actually eating bread. So if it's a mitzvah of Simchas Purim, how could we do it without bread? So it looks like, nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe still says we don't repeat the benching if we missed Al Hanisim on Purim. It means that you don't are not obligated to bench because there's no obligation on bread. What about eating meat? So while the language in the Rambam is that Choyvas Suta Zusha Yochal Basar, he quotes that you do need to eat meat, but in the other codifiers, the words of the Rambam has not been brought down. So we don't find in the Poskim a necessity of eating meat. But it's interesting, the Rebbe says, to point out that when it talks about Shalachmones in the Shulchan Aruch, as he gives the example, he says sending meat over there. Even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about the mitzvah of eating, that there should be a mitzvah of eating bread, but it talks about eating the basar. It does talk about sending basar for Shalachmones. So it looks like that neither bread nor basar are an absolute necessity in order to fulfill the obligation of the Seudas Purim. But for all practical purposes, I mean, there's enough opinions that Rebbe brought down over here that they do wash, and there's the Rambam says you eat meat. So for all practical purposes, I guess if you can do that, that's for sure, but sure, okay. But the Rebbe says it is not a necessity, halacha dafke, to have bread and dafke to have meat.